The next community along the Wisconsin Great River Road is Dickeyville. The Dickeyville Grotto is a visual delight. This unique creative work is located on the grounds of the Holy Ghost Parish at 305 Main Street in Dickeyville, and stands as one of the most important works of outsider art in existence. The grotto is the brainchild of Father Matthias Wernerus. Along with the help of people enlisted from the parish, from 1925 to 1931, Wernerus created a series of sculptures, shrines, and special monuments using stone and cement. These works were then covered in a dazzling array of eye-catching objects, including polished stones, marbles, shells, and household objects. Pieces of china and colorful glass are also used extensively. The effect is that of three-dimensional mosaics that reflect light in many directions. Themes of the Dickeyville Grotto are both spiritual as well as patriotic. It's hard to describe in words. You have to see it to believe it. The region you are driving through when you are traveling along the Wisconsin Great River Road is called the Driftless Area. This refers to the fact that the area remained untouched by the last major glaciers that covered much of the northern part of North America from southern Illinois up to the Arctic. Despite four major glaciation periods, the Driftless Area was just a tiny donut hole of the high ground amid the crushing force of glaciers, some of which were only 1 mile in thickness. That gives the Driftless Area, 90% of which is in Wisconsin, its unique topography and rocky outcroppings that you don't see elsewhere in the Midwest. Numerous creeks and the occasional caves are found here in the limestone and dolomite. The river valley that surrounds the Mississippi River along the Wisconsin Great River Road is much wider than the river itself. Take note of this as you stop along the way and view the river from various scenic outlooks. The wider valley was carved by massive glacial rivers that once poured through this valley from glacial Lake Agassiz, a giant freshwater ocean that covered much of the landmass north of here thousands of years ago. Today, the Mississippi River that flows through the valley is markedly smaller, but the views and vistas are gigantic. For many people who live and work along the river, the power and majesty of the landscape is something they get to appreciate every day. But for people who have never seen the Mississippi River Valley, the size and beauty of it comes as a shock. Terry Mesh, Pepin County Economic Development Coordinator and local history buff, speaks about people's reaction.
The dramatic scenery here, the history here, the Great River Road, I'm so glad that 70 years ago they had the foresight to name it such, because I have several friends from southeast Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Chicago, Madison, those areas, and they will come here. The first time they come here and they arrive here, and they'll go, "Whoa, I never knew this was in Wisconsin." You know, so it's pretty dramatic scenery. I've never been to the Grand Canyon. I maybe someday want to go there, but right now, this is as grand as I need to see.
Please pause the audio tour and continue after you've passed through Dickeyville.